The way I roll is mobilize and move people to action now. I'm not in a liberal box. I'm not in a conservative box. No excuses after that. I don't even have a box. I'm just rolling. That's how I talk. God knows it. I'm just straight.
You are listening to Roland S. Martin, Unfiltered.
Hey, Roland, how are you?
What's up, bro?
Hey, Dad, how's it going? Hey, George, how did you?
What's
hey.
Up, buddy?
Roland, a lot of disappointment. You know, it seems to me what I've seen here, and judging from the calls that we've gotten today, you have varying levels of disappointment here. There's disappointment, right? There's shock, and then there's just straight anger.
I fall on all of those and was not surprised by it because, remember, the Sanford Police Department did a piss-poor investigation from the jump. And they didn't process any evidence until 44 days after, when people began to protest and demand some kind of action. So that's why when you had the lead investigator, when he testified, I mean, he was sort of ambivalent about even testifying when they thought, the prosecution thought, he was going to be a star witness. I think what jumps out also, people have to understand, is that you have, in this country, you do not have an appreciation of black life. And so when you saw folks who are trying to portray Trayvon Martin as a thug, without even dealing with the most basic thing, and that is, how does somebody look at an individual and say, oh, there goes a suspect, doing nothing wrong but just walking while black? And so all of a sudden he becomes a suspect.
But you know, Roland,
they were sitting there going, hell, I think the same thing.
Well, when you talk about piss poor job, I think the prosecution did a piss poor job of pointing that out and hammering on whoever was on top of whomever. It didn't matter if that man wouldn't have pursued Trayvon Martin and stayed in his vehicle. And for the life of me, I couldn't understand why the prosecution didn't bring that up and make that a bigger part of their case.
Well, because part of the problem is that, unfortunately, Zimmerman following him is not illegal. Now, we operate in the world of common sense. Somebody who tabs you a suspect, follows you, stalks you, rolls up on you, they're the ones who are instigating the deal. And so basically the law said, even though he did all of that, when a fight ensued, well, he got to defend himself. And see, part of the deal is, you know how it goes. All these little short guys walk around with guns, and now they think they're 6'8", 265 pounds.
Right.
And that's what you got going on. But to me, what the challenge now should be, because the reality is here, this is a criminal proceeding. Family has two other options. One, obviously, is pursuing federal civil rights violations, but that's going to be very difficult to prove. I had talked to a former DOJ prosecutor today who said that the statutes are so tight that it's going to be, real hard. The third thing, though, is a civil trial.
Okay, so hold on, Roland. We're mad. Now, everybody is upset, saddened by this, shocked, and we are all feeling something. What do we do to change? What can we do at this point?
Laws are passed by state legislatures. So we can't spend all of our time focused on presidential and congressional races. We better be paying attention to state rep, state senate, gubernatorial races. We need to be showing up to Senate hearings. We just can't get mad after the fact. We've got to go to the state capitals when those laws are being considered, not after they've been passed, but considered. We got to also get with our white brothers and sisters, Hispanic as well, and saying in your communities, folks you're voting for, you better be voting for the right person as well. Also, what has to happen, this generation should be looking at the Trayvon Martin case as their Emmett Till. They need to understand that Emmett Till's case provoked African Americans nationally, and that's what led to the Montgomery bus boycott. And so young folks should be mobilizing and organizing, and because understand, if you pissed off and you mad and it's all about the pain, use that pain to achieve some progress. But unfortunately, we have allowed our parents to shield us from that pain. Now, since we feel it, now it's time to use it.
But I actually heard one person say that the problem with this trial was the fact that the prosecution is used to prosecuting African Americans, not used to defending African Americans.
That's a legitimate point. That's a legitimate point. What you also have is that, remember, the judge also in this trial, she said that they could not call it racial profiling. They could only call it profiling. So that was part of the problem as well. That can be the case, but again, part of the issue is that the prosecution from day one had a very difficult case to argue because it was George Zimmerman's word. And unfortunately, the way the statutes are written, they favor the person when it comes to self-defense. That's the part of the problem.
I understand that I am totally behind you 100%. Anything we can do to help the movement move along, we will do it.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Roland. I appreciate it. Roland
Martin.
My
role is mobilize and move people to action now. I'm not in a liberal box. I'm not in a conservative box. No excuses after that. I don't even have a box. I'm just Roland. That's how I talk. God knows it. I'm just straight.
You are listening to Roland S. Martin, Unfiltered.